we see that the average pension benefits under the contributory scheme is less than that of the non-contributory scheme. In 2016, a pensioner under the contributory scheme received on average 127 Ghana cedis monthly, less than the pensioner under the non-contributory scheme. So that under the contributory scheme was receiving 127 Ghana cedis less than the pensioner under the non-contributory scheme. The gap widened to 222 Ghana cedis in 2017. The prediction is that the gap will widen even further over time. As policymakers and public administrators, we are faced with a basic benefit and fairness question. How can those who make no direct contribution to their retirement earn more in pension benefits than those who make direct contributions to their retirement through payroll deductions? There's good reason why more people under the non-contributory schemes are tempted to opt for early retirement. Of course, they are better off in retirement than the average worker. Future governments should not have to resort to borrowing with its accompanying interest costs to pay pension benefits to retirees. Any government that resorts to this kind of borrowing cannot build a resilient economy. Ghana Beyond Aid must find expression in the way we mobilize, manage, invest, and share pension resources for the benefit of all.